From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansie, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Welcome to another episode of Montana Metal on MTRadio.net with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Yay!
Mistress Oisey saying, welcome.
And this is Mistress Ansie saying, oh my God, Happy New Year.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, I hope that this year is so much better than last year. And you know what? So far, so good. So bring it.
Bring it on, 2017. It is fucking cold.
Cold sucks, dude. Cold sucks.
We're experiencing a cold snap this week. It's fucking below zero, like way.
And we're done with, you know, snow already.
We're okay with Montana being hit by a meteor right now.
I want to just become a snowbird. We need to go south for the winter.
We need to go up and have a bonfire.
Dude.
It's going to have to be a really big bonfire right now, dude.
Well, we did that. We've got a picture up there that we did. It was lots of fun. We went to Starbucks. And we got white hot chocolates, and then we went to the Magic Diamond Casino, and we got some Baileys. And we drove up to the mountains, started a huge bonfire.
And then started drinking the Baileys.
Well, we got up to the fire, of course, we were safe. And then when we got up to the fire...
You don't drink and drive, people, that's wrong.
Nope.
No.
All the kids with us and the group went sleigh riding, and all the adults stayed back. And we drank hot, white hot cocoa with Baileys. It was pretty awesome. There was a sword fight with sticks that were on fire.
Of course. Because you can't sword fight with normal
sticks. That was Mistress Angel and DJ Sun. The shit, my stick's on fire. And then I look over and they're having a sword fight. I'm like, are you guys, you're going to set the forest on fire? Fuck.
There's snow everywhere.
We party responsibly. There was snow everywhere. It was fine.
It was in an open area.
All right. So started off the show with some Brad Craig with Bow Down to the New Gods from Missoula, Montana. Brad Craig is a guitar player and musician living in the Missoula area. And he is a very, very active gentleman. You can find more information on him on Facebook. And hopefully he shared to his Brad Craig page the awesome bobblehead that he got made of himself. It's really freaking cool. That was an awesome Christmas gift. I believe that his parents got for him. So that's pretty awesome. Check out that.
We need a bobbleheads.
We do.
They'd have to be, have, you know.
Oh my God.
Ours would have to show cleavage though.
It'd be fun.
I want, the mistress may have bobbleheads, you know. Well, at least show us how sexy we are.
And booties?
And booties.
Okay, booties will work.
Might have to add a little bit of my booty.
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 All right, we're going to get back into the music now. You're going to be listening to some music from Billings, Montana with The Farthest Edge.
This song is your taste. This fantastic chemistry between the members is inevitably, led to an amped up live debut opening for the likes of like Pop Evil, Static X, so on and so forth. You can check them out on Facebook and Reverb Nation. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. This is your taste.
Hey, this is Don Jameson from That Metal Show. You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
Tonight.
that was some Judgment Hammer, Kill or Be Killed. These guys are out of Missoula, Montana. You got Jared, Destin, Sid, and Terrell. Yeah, check them out on Facebook or their website, actually, judgmenthammer.com. These guys are freaking cool. Check them out. Seriously, you would be so freaking thrilled when you do. And seriously, if they are in your area, go check them out. They're fun.
It's hard to believe those guys have been together since 2004.
I know, right?
And they're always badass.
And they're badass. It's like they're, you know, like a fresh band that still loves each other. And that's always a good thing in a band that's been together for that long.
Absolutely.
It's a good sign.
Good signs, man.
They're around forever.
Yay.
They are the future Slipknot and stuff like that.
Right, right?
Yes.
Yes. Definitely, totally, totally. Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to head over to Kalispell with another band that's been around and been together for quite a while. Throne of Malediction has been together since 2006. They are, of course, everywhere. You can find them on Facebook, Bandcamp, YouTube. They are some kind of doom. Awesome. Doom's a good thing.
It is.
I'm talking thing. About like the, you know, character Doom. Doom's awesome.
Doom.
He's the best part of Fantastic Four.
Okay.
This is Throne of Malediction on Montana Metal.
Thank you. This is Dave from Ortodes, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Just got done listening to some Universal Choke Sign with their song Six, and that's like six, like, you know, you're sick in the head,
like S-I-C-K-S.
Are you spelling to me?
Don't you spell to me? I'm spelling at you.
We don't spell here. It's just don't spell.
Oh yes, we
spell three letter words and four letter words. We do not spell five letter words. Damn it!
What if I'm talking?
Well, I know this one, so I can spell.
What if I'm talking about dildo?
Dicks.
Dicks. Okay, so we do some five-letter words that involve the other S.
So, meh.
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 Because you can't spell dildos with only four letters.
No, it doesn't work right. Then it's just like deal.
And that's not as much fun.
Smells nice, though.
Dope.
Dope.
All
is
right.
Part of the dildo that's the fun, the dope part?
The dope part is the fun part.
The dill, that's okay. But the dildo, well, that's the fun part.
The dough is the good
dough
part.
Is the good part. Okay, we've... It's a great mystery.
We solved the mystery. It's okay. Now you guys know what's going on. Universal Choke Sign, they had their new CD come out, and we love them.
Murder.
Love it.
Awesome, awesome CD.
Of course, we love Universal Choke Sign, so loving their CD was pretty much a given. But, you know, as with all albums, you always listen to them first going, "Will I love you? I love you as much as I started loving you before the CD." And the answer was, no, I love you more.
I love you more. Yes.
They had an awesome CD release party and then an after party with tacos and beer pong. And
tacos are awesome.
Awesome.
Tacos were pretty freaking awesome.
Those tacos were fantastic.
That was a fun party. It was so much fun. The whole show was fun. Love Universal Chokesign. We know they're no longer together, but we hold out hope for a reunion show one day. So
maybe one day, yeah.
It can happen.
Give some downtime, you know.
We can harass. We aren't going anywhere.
We're going to keep harassing and stalking you guys. It's fine.
We got time. Well, we know where you live.
We've only been stalking you for a few years. It's okay.
Yeah.
We know where what kind of ice cream you prefer.
What toppings.
What toppings.
And your pizza.
What kind of coffee you drink. What fake names you put down when you go to Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. We track your calls.
We know you, Mr. Howard, his master hero.
Fake names at Taco Bell is fun.
You don't give your real name. That's just lame.
I never get my real name, especially at Starbucks. I have fun with that. I think it's great.
You like pick the most obnoxious name for them to try to spell?
And your name? Pedro. But you got to say it like this. Pedro. And
I want it called like that too, damn it.
Phaedrarian.
But you can call me Phaedrarian.
What a DJ son can call do? Me.
Yeah, Phaedrarian.
Oh, yeah. DJ, wasn't it in Vegas airport like, that you did that?
There was a Taco Bell one that wasn't. Was it Captain Awesome or something, too?
Yes, Captain
Cause,
Awesome.
Because we were sitting there as a group, and we heard, Captain Awesome? Captain Awesome? We all look at Jason, and DJ said, and we're like, go get your food. We didn't even have to ask. It was like completely just everyone looks at him like, go get your food, dude. Yep. He's like, and that's how everyone knows I am awesome. Because you all just assume it's me. And we were right.
Yep.
All right. Universal Chokesign did have an album release of 2016. And of course, their buddies in the Missoula area, Undone, also released a CD in 2016. It was Agents of War. Speaking of Undone, they have an upcoming CD release party of their own. That's going to be happening at the Palace on January the 13th, Friday the 13th, over Missoula, Montana. Blessed Doom's going to join them. Wizard's going to join them.
We're hoping for nice roads that weekend.
We're crossing our fingers because it's at the Palace Lounge, which means we can stay at the Days Inn and walk over to the lounge.
And a good place to party is always a good place to crash nearby.
Right?
Right.
It's like a given.
Mm-hmm. It's 21 plus at 8 p.m., $5 at the door, and it's Undone, and we love those guys so much. So.
Oh, love
Undone. We love Blessed Doom and Wizard, so. I don't think we've seen Wizard live yet, though, but we've played their music before. I've heard their music before.
We've heard their music.
I've touched them. Okay,
you know what we do? We just go through and just make an entire day where we go over and hang out with all the bands.
Yes.
Just call off work, tell them we're not coming in, and just spend the entire Friday the 13th over there interviewing all the bands beforehand, hanging out with them.
It'd be fun.
I will tell my boss I cannot
come in.
And
there may be a little drinking involved.
There's going to be a lot of drinking involved.
Are you kidding me?
That's usually a lot of drinking involved. Especially when we're staying in a motel next door.
Yeah.
Let's walk over, drink, walk back over.
Woo! It's fun.
Blowjob fort.
Yay. You know, it's kind of a mistress tradition to have a blowjob fort. Just makes things better.
Right.
So Friday the 13th.
Blowjob fort. And
Missoula, Montana. Blowjob fort. Undone CD release. Release party for Agents of War. You should be there.
Yeah.
Be there or be a rectangle. Because everybody else is a square. You don't want to be a rectangle.
You'll be all circle.
I'd say oval.
I like ovals though.
You'd be a star. You
always feel bad for ovals. Nobody wants to be an oval. You like an egg shape. It's awesome. What
if they don't go, are they the shape of a penis?
You know, that's not something you usually see a lot of people dressed up as.
Penis.
A penis?
A penis.
Do they even have penis costumes?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Dinosaur ones.
You could be, I'm pretty sure you can be a taco.
Oh my God, yeah.
And a taco is just a couple shades away from the other. See where I was going there?
Yeah, I absolutely.
Choo choo. Dirty Mind Express with Etsy. Woo woo. I want Taco Bell.
Etsy will be your conductor on the Choo Choo Extreme. All right. So this is Undone with Decomposing Minds off of their brand new album, Agents of War.
Face the game. listening to Mistresses of Mayhem. This is Chad from Cancerous. Keep the rock alive!
was some G-U-Y-S from Loinhammer.
Loinhammer.
I love saying that. It's just awesome. I can't really do it because, yeah, you know, sinus trouble is cold. If you don't like it, oh well. Anyway, we've got Devin, Doug, Jared, and Jeremy, and David. Yeah. Awesome dudes. Awesome dudes. You can check them out in Bands in Town, Facebook, Reverb Nation, and YouTube. Definitely check these guys out. They are totally worth it. We are going to move over to the Missoula area.
Get some Arctotis. Their song that we're going to be playing for you tonight is going to be Glass Coffin. They're awesome. They're fantastic. I remember the very first time I saw them, they blew me away. And there's a dragon, I believe it was called. But yeah, I love them and adore them. They're in High Poor Nation right now. Ha ha ha. Poor Nation. Ha ha ha. DJ Sun said hibernation, but I'm going with Poor Nation.
I think porn sounds better.
They're in Poor Nation, Hyper Poor Nation, which means they're locked up in their houses, masturbating a lot.
Yay!
You know, that sounds like a decent winter.
Yeah, I'm totally down with it. That's a great winter.
You know, porn and some warm fuzzies.
And a fireplace. That's all fireplace. I need.
Well, the fireplace isn't necessary, but you know.
No, the fireplace is necessary. You want to know why? Because it keeps you warm.
Keeps your tushy
warm. So does that fuzzy.
Yeah, but fireplace is warmer.
Warmer. Much warmer.
Yeah. It helps that I'm allergic to all kinds of wood.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the awesome kind of wood.
You get a fake fireplace, Nancy.
I need a fake fireplace. And a scented candle.
They have space heaters that look like fireplaces.
We'll do space heaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim actually has one.
I have one. It's awesome.
And it was like, because, yeah, I like fireplaces, the idea of it, but they don't like me. Damn, the outdoors. Aww. The outdoors hates me.
So be sure that you guys are following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lots of fun posts happening around there. Keep you up to date on what's happening for Montana Metal and upcoming shows, new releases. And again, we want to tell you about Undone CD release party Friday the 13th of January over in Missoula, Montana at the Palace Lounge. Wizard and Blessed Doom will be joining them for that awesome release party for Agents of War. It's going to be kick-ass.
Get yourself your plans now so that you can make sure you're there for it.
Yes.
Because Undone never.
And Blessed Doom. You get to see Kromdar and Eddie and everybody. It's going to be lots of fun.
Yay.
And get to see Wizard for the first time.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Absolutely.
This is going to happen.
So be safe until then.
Yes. Mr. Soyce is saying thank you very much for tuning in and joining us in 2017. We hope that this is going to be an awesome year for you.
And this is Mr. Sansi. Sam, remember, you've just started your quota for having to flash people. I think you owe us. Start flashing.
And this is Mr. Smisteri thanking you once again for joining us. And be sure to check us out on Facebook. And yeah, if you have music to submit, do it. Just do it so we can have it and listen to it and play it on our awesome radio.
This is themayhem.com.
And of course, as always, we want to thank Sean over at MT Radio for letting us play on his awesome station. And we look forward to another fun-filled year of harassing and making you go, why the fuck do I let these lunatics on my station? But we make you giggle at times and we play good music, so... We hope you can look past the what the fuck moments.
Right.
Or at least enjoy them.
And of course, DJ Sun, because he's awesome, and we hope he's ready for another fun-filled year with us.
Yay.
Penis is high, DJ Sun. Salute the penis. All right. You've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.